Also in Beirut today, anyway, is Jonathan Geyer. He's a fellow at the Institute of Current World Affairs in Cairo. We often speak with him on The World because he blogs about Arabic comics and caricature at Cartoon. So, Jonathan, it so happens you're in Beirut at a conference about Arabic comics. Any discussion about the reaction to Paris versus the reaction to Beirut and how much attention was poured onto the attacks in Paris, relatively speaking?
Well, Marco, that's a conversation I've heard a lot on social media, but I think in person, the Lebanese are a very resilient people. Of course, there's a very rich connection between Paris and Beirut, and I saw one cartoon this morning in the Lebanese newspaper Safir of the country Lebanon, a map of Lebanon, looking in the mirror and seeing the map of France and saying, you know, my dear mother, I hope that you heal. And I think this really is about a connection between two cities more than a divisive set of events. And it shows that terror, when any place in the world is struck, has an impact globally.
So as someone who follows cartoons and satire across the Arab and Muslim world, Jonathan, what have you seen in terms of images and kind of opinion cartoons since Friday?
One of the most powerful images I saw was from Anwar, who's a young cartoonist from Egypt. And it's just this man wiping blood off of a window. And it's just covered in this bright red blood. Now, the caption of this cartoon from Anwar, the Egyptian artist, says, from Baghdad to Beirut to Paris. And my reading of it is that all blood is the same blood, whether it's Iraqi blood, Lebanese blood, or Parisian blood. And it's this unifying message of, you know, when one of us suffers, we all suffer.
What about ISIS? Are there any differences in how ISIS is portrayed in editorial cartoons in the Arab and Muslim world, to say, in Europe or North America?
Well, for the past year or more, Marco, we've seen just an outpouring of satire about ISIS, making fun of their so-called piety, making fun of their really disgusting tactics, and also just using them as a punchline, as one would any villain. So there's really no red line in the Middle East about making fun of ISIS.
Also, what about calls from the West for governments in the Mideast to take ISIS much more seriously? Do cartoonists have something to say about that?
I think what cartoonists say here in the Middle East, and I don't like to generalize too much, but whether in Egypt or Lebanon, terrorism is just a fact of life. So there's one very powerful cartoon by an Egyptian artist, Walid Taher, of the word terrorism literally spelling out a man's arm and his friend's leg, and terrorism just being a part of life. So I don't think there's a huge resonance of these Western calls for Arab governments to do more. However, what I would say is there's also a whole genre of conspiracy comics, which are totally ridiculous, that show ISIS as, you know, the puppetry of the West or a Zionist conspiracy. And obviously these are ridiculous notions, but they actually appear quite a lot in the Arab press.
I mean, we're talking about cartoons here, and cartoons we know are supposed to be funny. They're supposed to kind of make us think and make us smile at the same time. After Friday's attacks on Paris, you wrote about the dilemma cartoonists and satirists face in responding to terrorist attacks.
Marco, what I would say is it's very difficult to encapsulate the complexity and nuance of an attack, whether it be on Paris or Beirut or Baghdad. And what many, many artists and illustrators do is dumb it down and make it about the colors of a flag. And what I've really been struck by in Algerian cartoonist Lahik, Anwar, as I mentioned, are cartoonists that are going beyond the flag and showing that when one person feels pain and suffering, we all do. I would love to see more comics and cartoons that take on personal reactions of what's happened and how people feel about it, that goes beyond simple notions of nation states.
Jonathan Geyer, Cairo-based writer who blogs at Cartoon, joining us from Beirut. Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Marco.